Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Emma here from the Cats Protection. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Can I get you a bit closer to that microphone? Just bring it towards yourself a bit. Well, that's better.
There we
go. That's better.
So right. Is it Cats Protection this week or is it the Island Cat Centre?
So it's actually the Isle of Wight Cat Centre that we're named now, but it is obviously still Cats Protection, yeah. The charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed it from Adoption Centre a little while ago to Cat Centre because adoption is not all we do.
No.
And they just want people to have a better understanding that you can get a lot of services from us.
I'm sure you can. Such as?
Oh, help with neutering, behavioural advice. We can't offer veterinary advice, but a lot of people phone in and we do direct them to their local vet.
Yeah.
Always best to check if there's anything you're not sure about medically with your cat. We have offered support in the community with food. If people need help, if perhaps they can't afford food for their cat.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes people have to let their cats go because of that, and we don't want that to be a factor.
No.
So, yeah, there's. We've also got a new lost and found team now as well.
All right.
Our existing volunteers, some of them have come together to create a lost and found team, and we've definitely noticed a difference in the amount of strays that we're able to help with, whether they don't have an owner or it turns out that it's mistaken that they've were just lost.
Yeah.
We've reunited lots of strays as well. It's been absolutely amazing.
They do tend to wander off, don't they, sometimes?
Oh, God, yeah. Especially if they're not neutered. They can range for miles.
Right, yes.
So another tip. And another thing we're doing, neutering scheme. We're plugging that very hard at the moment. If you need help getting your cats neutered, contact us.
Did I see that somewhere had vouchers for neutering?
Yes, we have been given a budget. Yeah. We've been given a certain amount of vouchers. Obviously, there's a different price, whether it's a female or a male.
Yes.
It's a little bit more difficult with a female because it's more internal. But yeah, we are. If you need support with your neutering, please get on the phone to us, get on the email to us.
Yes. So I think Alicia's got a question for you.
Oh.
Yeah, so my cat, Zay, as you know, he is the clumsiest cat in the world. So I don't know why he does this.
This is not the first time Alicia's asked me a question about her cat.
Yes. I don't know why, but he eats plastic. Like he eats plastic bins. Mm-hmm. And this morning I caught him eating tape. How on earth do I stop him from doing that?
So, actually, my cat does the exact same thing. Have you ever heard of pica?
No, I haven't,
So, this is a condition that can be in people as well. And it just gives you this urge to eat things that have no nutritional value whatsoever. So, it is actually a legitimate medical thing. So, potentially, your cat has pica.
Oh.
And he can't help himself. There's also the theory that there are chemicals or something in it that the cats really enjoy the taste of.
Oh, right.
And weirdly, nutritionally, if cats need a certain mineral or vitamin or something, they will seek it out. That's why you might see them like licking concrete or something, you know, or drinking like rainwater that might have had some random mineral in
That's kind of similar what Indy also does. She's 14 now. She sometimes licks my duvet for some reason because she might smell something on it.
Absolutely.
She might like smell food or something.
So, yes, he may actually have a legitimate condition there. So, again, you're very welcome to speak to your vet about it.
Yes. Don't want to get him ill.
He might explain why our cat likes potato peeling water.
Oh, he loves potato peeling water.
Yes, there might be something in it that his brain is telling him his body needs.
He doesn't want the potato peeling, it's just the water.
And it's pretty unpleasant stuff when I tell you peeled a few potatoes. Anyway, you don't mind. Does that help you there, Alicia?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Fab.
Now,
so you're not going mad after all?
No, I'm not.
No.
I have a little list here of some of the things you wanted to talk about.
Absolutely.
Some of the successes you've had recently. One of course, is the lost and found team.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I'm so pleased I've already mentioned it because it's still in its infancy. It's, you know, we've always worked with Lost and Found, but to actually have a dedicated volunteer team who have scanners, they all live in different areas around the island, so we can literally just put them in touch. And it could be just down the road from them.
And they go and scan the cat.
So convenient. Yeah, go and scan the cat, check for microchip. If it has one, we can search the database to find if it's... A lot of them we are finding... The microchips have been implanted because it is law now. They're not always getting registered. So that's another reminder. Please check that your cat's microchip is registered to you.
And if you moved home, Make sure the registration has been changed. Yes.
Change the address. Oh, God, yeah.
Otherwise, somebody in your old house is going to end up with a cat.
Yes. Well, yeah, if that's the contact we've got. If you have had your cat microchipped by the vet, do double check if they registered it for you. Don't make the assumption just because they implanted the chip that they have registered the chip.
Right, yep.
So.
Okay. That's one, and other successes you've had recently?
Oh, do you know, it's so lovely to be the one to come on at the end of the year and get to talk about the great stuff from the year. So I don't know if we had mentioned Azura, who had gone missing back in June.
Oh, yes.
So that was sort of Binstead way. She'd not been in her new home long at all, and she'd managed to get out, summer, you know what happens.
Yeah.
You think, oh, maybe I'll just have a window open, or it could even have been that they just opened a door and the cat slipped out because they're quick.
Cats are liquid, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yes.
But for 4 months, we were thinking we potential sightings. Apparently, there's a lot of black and white cats in Binstead.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't get her. But after 4 months, we did manage to get her back in care. Good. And oh my God, the relief from the team was amazing. And 10 days later, she was adopted into a new home again. So
that's amazing.
It's nice that all the stories have a happy ending.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously not every single one, but it's so wonderful to be able to celebrate the really successful ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Now, I have this intriguing note here that says about pom-pom wreaths. What is a pom-pom wreath, and why do we need to know about them?
Why do we need to know about them? Pom-pom wreaths. So this is actually a fundraising craft event. We've one of our volunteers, again, so many nice things to say about our volunteers this year. Not that it's not every year. Don't misinterpret.
we wouldn't dare.
No, but Lisa has been actually having some craft afternoons where she's been teaching members of the public to crochet, inviting them along, offering refreshments, and it's just a way for people to interact, have a fun afternoon, and if they feel so motivated, to give us a bit of money in thanks. So the pom-pom wreath workshop is
look at some cats.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The pom-pom wreath workshop is a dedicated event. So rather than come and learn a craft, this is come and learn how to make pom-poms if you've never done that before. They're actually really easy. Bit time-consuming, but easy. And create a beautiful wreath. And again, it costs £12. All the materials are provided. There's coffee, tea, cakes, refreshments. You get taught by Lisa, who's a wonderful teacher. And you come out of it with a beautiful pom-pom wreath to take home and display.
Pom-poms are the things you make in a little cardboard circle.
Yes. Right?
Oh, yes. I remember from when I was tiny.
Yes. So, you can get proper makers. But, like you say, if you don't even need to spend the money, you can literally just cut it out of cardboard.
That's what I used to do at school, cardboard. Yeah.
And they're very surprisingly effective once they're on a wreath. They look very funky.
Well, we used to make bubble hats.
Bubble hats, yes.
But that is going to be on the 8th of December. That's a Monday, 1 p.m. till 3:30 p.m. So if you contact our centre, 03000 120251, you can register to come along.
Make a pom-pom wreath.
Yes.
And that's in Ryde, of course.
It is at our centre, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and the annual raffle, which Maggie won last year.
I did,
yes. Yes. Did you win the main prize? You did, I thought so. And I believe you've both entered again this year.
Yes, we both have,
I've seen
you. We may win, we may not. No. Whatever it is, you've got some money out of it.
Luck of the draw, isn't it? Sometimes some of our own volunteers win, and again, that's lovely, because you know how much they give to the charity to get something back. That is on the 18th of December that we are doing the live draw.
Right.
The last time you can purchase tickets will be the Tuesday, the 16th. We like to give a bit of time to make sure that everyone gets their numbers through the email.
Yeah.
We have 6 hampers now. We started off with 4, and with the prizes just keep growing. So we have various food hampers with all your Christmas goodies, your nibbles, your snacks. There's even stuffing. There's all sorts. They're all different.
Good.
But every hamper... I thought not sure about the sixth one, because like I say, we weren't expecting it, but almost every hamper comes with a voucher as well.
All right.
So we have a donkey sanctuary adoption, mm-hmm. so you can have yourself a beautiful donkey. We have a family ticket to Monkey Haven. And both of these places, they have volunteers who also volunteer with us.
Yeah.
Just massive animal lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You have a high tea at Pencil Cottage. For two.
That's in Shanklin, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel really bad for whoever I'm forgetting. Oh, my goodness. You'll have to go on the Just Giving page and check what the other prizes are.
Yes. So, yes, I was going to say, how do you enter the raffle should you wish to?
So, we are advertising it. It is online, but you can come in and purchase in person, cash or card. That's absolutely fine if you don't have online access. If you do, pop on to our website or our Facebook page and look for a post. We are very regularly promoting it. And there will be a link to our Just Giving page. It has all the information. It tells you about all the prizes. And it's £2 a ticket, so you do your donation and one of our lovely volunteers emails you out your raffle ticket numbers. The draw will be on the Thursday. We usually do a Facebook Live, so you can literally watch as we round off the numbers and announce the winners, and then we do a post just to let people know who those winners were.
Right,
and we just get in touch and say, come and get your prize ready for Christmas.
Yes.
Excellent. Terrific. Excellent. And so we are coming up to Christmas. What happens over Christmas? Presumably some of your volunteers still have to go in to feed the cats over Christmas.
Yes, so at the moment we are actually asking our volunteers who will be around, because obviously some people might go to family or have family to them. But the ones that are available, so we do, they have a Christmas dinner. We get donated things like chicken, so we will cook them chicken and they'll have a Christmas dinner. I think there's quite often some fancy fish as well for Boxing Day. So we give them their special Christmas meal. They all have stockings pinned by their pens. People quite often will donate them toys and treats and things. So it all gets put in their little stockings by their pens. We give them all their lovely toys and treats as well. So the volunteers get to engage in that as well.
Oh, that's good.
As helping us.
Oh, it's nice. It's kind of it's a family thing anyway, isn't it?
Absolutely. And obviously the aim would be to not have too many in care over Christmas. No, so, you know. No. But the ones that do, I can assure you, they will have a happy time. We will take good care
Santa
of them.
Santa will come and see them.
Yes.
Or Santa Paws.
Santa Paws, yes.
Yeah, Santa Paws. Well, thank you, Emma, for coming in. Thank you for all that you do for our cats.
Thank you very much.
Up there at the centre. And we'll no doubt have somebody back in the new year to sort of tell us how everything is going.
Absolutely. And yeah, no, thank you so much for giving
us. Enter the raffle. Good luck. You might win a hamper. You never know.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.